From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Friday morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So consents are one thing, and we're fascinated by them. Building work in place is another. What do we got?
Okay, so look, the thing about this data, Mike, is it's a little dated. So, I mean, we're in September, and this is Q2 data, so it's the end of June. But it's all we got, so we deal with what we got, don't we? Yes, you're right. Building consents are stable. They're not getting any worse. The building work put in place tells us what's actually being built. So it estimates the value and volume of work put in place on construction jobs in New Zealand over the June quarter. So we get that little insight into the growth and activity and what is an important sector of the economy. So what are the numbers? The seasonally adjusted total building volume fell 1.8% compared to the March quarter. And you can break that down into residential, which fell 2.9%, and non-residential, which was more resilient, only falling 0.4%. And the total building value fell quite a large 8.5%. Now, Mike, there's a little important bit of context there, because in the March quarter, the residential work, when we look at the breakdown of that, it lifted, and that was after four consecutive quarters of contraction. So we got a little bit excited then, but the June quarter, the needle has turned down again. And at the risk of repeating an oft-used refrain, in this property sector, we are dealing with the aftermath of the bursting of an asset bubble that really did reach into every sort of small town and suburb and every economic nook and cranny in New Zealand, because it's our biggest asset class, residential property. It's down over 20% in many places, so this is essentially a residential bear market. We're trying to work our way out of it, but those economic headwinds are making it hard. You know, weak employment market, falling immigration, the reduction in the fiscal impulse, and that 2.9% fall in residential activity takes residential activity, as reflected in this survey, to 10-year lows. Now, ASB Bank pointed out that the residential activity is a better determinant of the construction sector momentum. So we look to this number to provide evidence of a recovery. And I guess, Mike, we have to sort of acknowledge, don't we, there was pretty much universal consensus that this activity, this construction activity, would have picked up by now.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet. But here's hoping. There's always Q3, Mike. There is always Q3.
There's always, when in doubt, there's Q3. Now, spending. Yeah. Are we spending?
Right. What about spending? Yeah, well, we are a little bit. So this is the ANZ card spending data. They put this out monthly, and it looks at trends in spending in their ANZ ecosystem. And they say they are seeing some improvement. You have to look quite hard, but it's there. So overall spending was up 0.4% in August. So they report this on a seasonally adjusted and a three-month average basis to try and smooth out the data a bit. But spending is up 3% compared to the same time last year. And they comment that apart from the impact of lower petrol prices, the more positive trends are emerging in card spending. Even apparel, which hasn't been doing well, finally has its nose above water. Authors point out that there is a clear differentiation, though, between the nice-to-haves and the must-haves. So we're spending more on the must-haves, and the nice-to-haves are feeling it, and hospitality and our apparel are those two there. So this is something that poor old KMD Brands and Kathmandu are battling against, yeah, isn't it? So, yeah, they do a rough inflation adjustment in this report, and it is sobering, because it shows that real spending, inflation-adjusted, is pretty flat. So maybe we're just spending more to stand still. And a good evidence of that, though, is if you look in their data for grocery and food store spending, it's up 4.2%. But food price inflation is now running at 5%. So, you know, you're actually going a tiny little bit backwards there. Just looking at some of the detail, some interesting things here, Mike. Pet shops, they are going well. Yep. They're still looking after the pets. And second-hand stores are seeing good growth. There's a comment there, isn't it? Some places are tanking. Stationery. Nobody is buying stationery anymore, Mike. And the other one that I thought, well, is interesting, because there's a whole topic here, isn't it? Booze. Alcohol shops. Sales continue to decline. We are getting our kicks elsewhere. So look, I really like this data series, Mike. It's an actual treasure chest of information. The bottom line is, to end the week, there is the suggestion that things are getting just a little bit better.
Thank the good Lord for that. What are the numbers?
There you go. The numbers. So, and the US markets are looking a little bit better overnight as well. Yeah, non-farm payrolls, that'll be exciting this evening. The Dow Jones is currently up 328 points. It's almost 0.75%, 45,600. The S&P 500 is up 0.56%, 36 points, 6484. And the NASDAQ is up 128 points, 0.6%. 21,625. Now, the FTSE 100 overnight gained 0.42%, 9216. The Nikkei, 1.5% gain there, 641 points, 42,580. The Shanghai Composite down 1.25, 3765. The Aussies gained 1% yesterday, 88 points, 8826. And the NZX 50 just keeps going up, Mike. Keeps going up. So we'll keep an eye on this. Up 58 points, 0.45%, 13,133. Kiwi dollar, 0.5836. So a little bit weaker against the US. And against the Aussie, now this is interesting, 0.8963. It's dipped under that 0.9 level. Got to keep an eye on that as well. Against the euro, 0.5015, 0.4348 against the pound, 86.75 Japanese yen, gold, $3,543, and Brent crude, $66.99.
You have a great weekend and a great Dad's Day. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.